Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We have a bit of like a little sexy baseball Friday, even though it's not sexy outside, even though it's May.
It could still get sexy outside. I mean, it's early in the day, right? These clouds could part mysteriously and magically and have a sunny afternoon. Right?
I like your hype for the weather. I like your speech.
Man, it's Friday. I'm hyped for everything right now.
We're about to get out.
Listen, I have a doctor's appointment today. After that, I'm gone.
Oh yeah, you are gone.
I'm gone. Well, no. I'm leaving town tomorrow. I'm just saying. I'm outside this afternoon.
Oh, you're going outside today.
Yeah. A little rain or a little threat of rain is not going to stop me from having a positive Friday evening experience.
I think that might be the move. I stayed in last week. I got a lot of work
done. Have I just
done.
Talked you into also stepping outside?
I think you did.
Yeah.
Because I did not do that the last few weeks. Actually, I've been pretty chill.
I know who's going to be inside. The Cubs, because, you know, technically the ballpark they play at is indoors.
I don't know. It's a retractable roof.
And you think it's going to be open?
I don't know what the stipulations are for it in Milwaukee.
I feel like temperature-wise, it's not going to be pleasant.
But like I will never forget going there as a reporter and then realizing, oh, you all close the roof here when it's cold.
Yes. That
what a concept. I'm used to the opposite, where if it's over 85 degrees, that roof gets shut. So I don't know if it's the spicy meatball is not that. That is just a plot twist.
The Brewers typically close the roof of American Family Field if the temperature is expected to drop below 63 degrees or if rain is forecast after the first pitch.
Well, it's going to be below 63.
There you go.
Like, and that was the other thing. You know, I think a lot of people went to the NFL draft and it's outside thinking that it was going to be not the temperature it was in Green Bay.
It's Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, and then they learned really quickly, like May and late April is no guarantee around these parts when it comes to the spring. I also think that out of all the places I've lived, everybody's always like, oh, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. And the only place where it's actually true is here. I feel like the biggest swings in temperature and weather come in Chicago.
We're talking about a day-to-day situation?
Yeah, like, you know, I heard it in Philly. I heard it in Dallas. I even heard it in Houston, which was silly. Nobody said it in San Diego because that would just be lying. But I definitely, you know, heard it everywhere else. And it actually, I think, reigns true here.
I think it's somewhat true in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh as well. I think anywhere above the Mason-Dixon line this time of year, you're going to get some 40-something degree days. You're going to get some 70-something degree days.
Poor Pittsburgh had that tornado warning right before they had to play the first game of the series with the Cubs and the Pirates, and that was wild. I texted Elise Miniker because I was like, are you okay? Like, I don't think I've ever been at a game where there was a tornado warning present.
I think the tornado warning thing has become way more commonplace than it was, say, 20 years ago, you know, with the climate change.
There was one
else.
High school football game that I was at, and I actually talked to, like, Dennis Franchione about it, who was the coach at TCU. He was, at the time, the coach at TCU. We talked about it, like, years later, because LaDainian Tomlinson was on that team when I was in high school, and we were talking about how everybody had to evacuate.
Wild stuff. I'll never forget on these very airwaves before a Cubs game just a couple of seasons ago where there were tornado sirens going off and the game was delayed. Like, it was at Wrigley, and you were listening to Zach and Ron Coomer and hearing sirens. That was very crazy.
Well, there also used to be a time where they didn't care about lightning only in certain sports. You know, some sports had a stipulation where if there was lightning, then you'd wait half an hour past the previous strike. And for whatever reason, like, that wasn't the case everywhere in baseball. And I was always weirded out by that. None of that matters, though, at American Family Field. The only thing that matters is we finally get a Cubs and Brewers series. Taking long enough, guys.
Yeah, I think the big thing for the Cubs is they can feel good going into the series because they were able to take two out of three despite not winning when Paul Skenes was on the mound, because they said, hey, you know what, Paul Skenes, I think Dustin said this very poignantly, he puts his pants on one leg at a time like everyone else.
Yeah, he does, except the problem is he throws a fastball like nobody else, so that's why the issue was.
That's usually a problem, but he had his lowest velocity of the season yesterday, and it showed. You just heard in the open, Dansby Swanson, 0-2 pitch, and he takes it the other way for a home run. The other thing was he threw more balls yesterday from a percentage standpoint. 43% of his pitches were balls than he has in any other point in his career. Tied his career high for walks as well. He did not have his best stuff, and the Cubs, thankfully, able to take advantage.
That's it. Good teams take advantage of pitchers' mistakes. That is a tried and true discussion. And the difference is when you have many people who know when the mistake is and how to execute when they see it. That is, it sounds so simple, but I feel like when you are confident in your, as we've talked about many times even, not just your 1 through 5, when your 6 through 9 know what mistake they see out of somebody like that and they're hunting for it, and they know what that guy brings to the table, and they're unafraid, and the protection in the lineup, no matter what anybody tries to tell you, look how it has mattered this season. That's you're more confident. You play a little more easy because you know somebody else is likely going to pick you up. And Ian Happ even talked to us about that. So the individual at-bats are not as stressful because you know that the outcome is likely still going to go in your team's favor with enough time.
The fact that Skenes came into that game having been so dominant. He had never given up more than 2 home runs in a game in his career. Now, obviously, the career is short. But he gave up 3 home runs in 1 inning? That's wild.
Well, and also, it stands to be discussed the times through the order, too. To be able to hit Paul Skenes like that in a late part of his start indicates to you that they're picking up on what he was putting down, you know, after seeing him previously. Like, that is indicative of what you're seeing. But to be able to do that for power the way they did, the other piece of this, and I'm getting a little ahead of it here, but I always keep an eye out for pitchers, especially who have a huge college background, where their team goes to the College World Series, they've thrown a lot of innings, they throw a lot of pitches per games in college. You know, and then you come onto the scene, and I think the Pittsburgh Pirates did the absolute right thing in bringing him up, obviously. How many different indications did you need of the accolades that he got last year to prove that correct? But again, yeah, I feel like with a lot of these guys, it's the velocity loss, or maybe even if it's not a direct Tommy John situation, the watch on the elbow and the watch on those ligaments, it's only a matter of time. So I wonder about, like, are we seeing a sophomore slump out of him, or are we seeing just miles on the arm starting to add up?
Wait, when you say it's only a matter of time, you're saying until he wears down or until he actually gets hurt, like Tommy John style?
I mean, that's it. It's just, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be Tommy John. Like, Justin Steele is not dealing with that, but you're still dealing with some sort of mileage on the ligaments inside your arm there that may indicate that you're not the guy you were when you came up. You know, even Michael Kopech had that situation. Same thing. You know, that guy could hit 110 on a gun. I'm not saying that's the case here, but either way, when there's velocity loss and you see a command issue like we saw yesterday, take advantage, batter up.
It's interesting because we talked about the Cubs' approach at the plate against Paul Skenes, and the whole thing is, well, you got to be aggressive, but also you got to make him throw pitches. Well, if he's throwing strikes, it's a lot harder to do anything with him, because either you're going to make something happen early or you're going to find yourself down 1-2, 0-2, and then the at-bat's pretty much over. But that wasn't the case yesterday, because they were able to draw some walks. And then ultimately, when you have the threat of power, listen, I will say it all season long until there is a power outage. But the threat of power can carry this Cubs team a long way. I think the threat of power can carry them to a division title at minimum. And who knows what happens if you get hot in the playoffs and if you have, I don't know, good third base play.
Well, yeah, and that's a topic we'll get into. But when-
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When it comes to what you're seeing with the hard contacts, like, for example, we just talked about Dansby Swanson last week, specifically early in the week, and Ian Happ's hit into that, where you know sometimes your exit velo and your at-bats and what you see on the film is just not showing up in the actual result. And again, you know that you've got people around you who can help you out. So what happens? You know, you hit the home run against the Pirates, you know, to the corner to show a little power. You hit the home run again in a game that maybe doesn't matter on paper or the score doesn't matter as much, but it helps you get back to where you need to be. The other part of that is you're talking about walks. To me, the biggest piece of it, too, is you're walking because you're swinging the bat. And the difference is last year the Cubs were forcing walks, but they didn't have that threat of power. They just had really good pitch selection and really good pitch discipline. But in this case, it's not just that. It's that, you know, the pitcher on the other side of you is now expecting this team as a collective to do different things with the swing.
Also, when I talk about threat of power, I know there are the three home runs, right? But it's not like before that inning, there weren't balls being scorched just at people, we'll say. So you have four walks through four innings. You have balls getting hit hard. You can almost sense it like an avalanche coming down on Paul Skenes from that perspective.
I mean, it's like what you see when you're looking at good teams. You're like, oh no, lineup just turned over. You've got the heavy hitters coming up. What are you going to do about it? And then they showed you. And it's funny to get this excited over a series win over the Pirates. But again, these are the teams that you have to beat to ensure more success. If you really want to take a division, you did what you were supposed to do against a team that was struggling. Now you go into the real division rival here, the standard bearer of the Central, at their place and really see what you've got to work with.
The odds tell you that other teams, when they face the Pirates, whether it's the Reds, the Brewers, or anyone else, they're going to win series. So you don't want to lose ground because you couldn't win series against the bottom of the barrel. I mean, that's something that played the Cubs last year as they chased the Brewers all season long. So I'm just excited to see what the Cubs do as far as taking this momentum now into Milwaukee, win another series, keep it rolling. Just keep it rolling.
And then this segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Oh, 815. I did not realize that. They had to evacuate Soldier Field about 10 years ago for a tornado warning. Very stressful. Very stressful situation. I like that we're so excited about the series coming up. We've got a lot to do with it today. Like we mentioned, we've got a lot of analysts coming on. Vinny Rotino, who's part of the pre and post game show. He's the analyst for the Brewers on FanDuel. He'll be here at 12:25. Heidi Watney, who always does great work with the Apple TV broadcast. She's with Wayne Randazzo. That will happen at 1 o'clock to talk about the series as well. I also just want to hear some of the finer points from what Craig Counsell had to say about the Cubs' approach against Paul Skenes.
I mean, I thought the whole game we did an excellent job against Skeens, and we were patient. We took good at bats. We hit the ball hard, and frustrating first four innings, but little assist from DK, getting everybody fired up, and you know, we ended up, you know, maybe that the things we did earlier helped us you know, wear them out a little bit later. So very good job by the offense. Two strikeouts in a day Paul Skeens starts, that's a good day.
Cracks in the proverbial dam going through four innings, and then they just busted it open in the fifth, because balls that are hit hard that aren't hit at people but go over the wall, nothing that the defense can do about that.
No, and I joked that maybe the thing you had to beat Paul Skeens was be the Cardinals, because they had tagged him for five earned runs, but Cubs are able to do what they do, put on that power show that they continued to, and then you walk out of Pittsburgh with a win, you go into Milwaukee on a happy flight. Like, these are the things, you know, that's what makes you happy. You put up the crooked number, you know, the three in the fifth inning, two more in the seventh, three in the ninth, bada bing, bada boom. Colin Ray can breathe a little easier. You know, his ERA is up to, LOL, 146.
Jumped a whole half a run from 0.96
wow,
to 1.46.
Colin Ray, wow.
Listen, if Colin Ray is going to go out here and give you six innings of two-run ball every time out, that's adequate. More than adequate, I would argue.
I am still pretty happy that we have four pitchers in the circle of trust. The fact that four of your starting five are in the circle of trust of my starting pitchers, that's still pretty good.
Also, not only is that good that you have four out of five, I'd argue the fifth one can get right back in that circle with a dominant performance in Milwaukee tonight, because it's a big game and a big series.
Yeah, if there was ever a time to you know, try to figure out your pitch mix for Ben Brown, I don't think that happens magically tonight. But I do think that this is a start where you're keeping an eye on it for many reasons, not just it's the Brewers game, but that's his biggest test.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space: Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.